The Common Good Radio Show is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to one more amazing week of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, also brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, and we're ready to make this funky music. Sans the music, extra funky. So we are here. We have an awesome show for you today. We have Chef John Hahn in studio with us.
Hey, everybody.
With Gap Kitchen and Gap Ministries. And then we also have Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive in studio with us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we have a lot of cool in studio. And then on the phone, we have Dr. Trent, I'm going to butcher his name, Tigorstrom. How do you say that, Dr. Trent? How do you say that last name?
It's just say Trent Tigorstrom.
Tigorstrom. Just so you know, I have a reputation of butchering names, so this isn't personal. But as I usually call him, I just call him Dr. Trent. Because of that. So we have Dr. Trent with Veterans Agriculture Education Apprenticeship Program in Southwest in studio with, and on the phone with us rather, and we'll be talking to him first. But first, what I do every show, as I rightfully should do, I'm a blessed man. I know Chef John's a blessed man. I look over at Mr. Patrick Lopez. That looks like a very blessed man. And Dr. Trent on the phone, he's a doctor, so we know he's a blessed man.
No. That's a misnomer there. I'm just at master's level, so we just wanted to clarify
that. Okay, clarify. He has a master's, so that's still really good.
Yes.
So he's a blessed man. So for the blessings, I want to thank my father. And I do that with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's my favorite part of the show, every single show. It's my favorite part. So thank you, Lord, for getting us started right. And now, Trent, I guess, I don't want to, without the misnomer, thank you for being on the Common Good Radio Show with me, brother.
Oh, it's a pleasure being on it.
Yeah, and I'm especially excited for you to talk about the Veterans Agricultural Education Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. And I say that whole thing because if you type that in the Facebook, that's what comes up. So Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. So you, Trent, tell us, I got to ask a lot of our different people that have been part of the program, what is Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest?
Sure. This is a USDA grant-funded program for veterans who may be interested in ag after their service has been completed. No matter how long they've been out, if they have an interest in ag and they want to try it out, maybe they don't know a lot about ag, maybe they want to try different areas of ag, entomology, hydroponics, plant science, animal science, just anything, soil health, especially crops, farm ranch management topics. We are providing classes. They can kind of build their own curricula out of some coursework that we've structured and we've developed over the many years we've been working in the field. And so through that, they can develop a fairly strong foundation in any kind of field they want to go, plus also just explore all the different opportunities they might have to potentially change careers or get a new job or try something different or start their own business in ag.
Nice. So what is your part within the Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest?
Okay, I'm at the University of Arizona. I'm the Associate Director for Tribal Extension Programs and also an Ag Econ Extension Specialist. So I work in the Ag Economics field. A majority of what I'm going to be doing is going over and teaching the agribusiness models as well as some of the personal finance models. And through those, we have a lot of tools that they can do. We go over a lot of different topics, record keeping, loans, credits, applying for loans, savings, budgeting, personal finance. We do have an app that me and some of my colleagues at the other universities have developed to assist in making those in more informed financial decisions as you move forward. But then we also talk about, you know, building a business plan, looking at market assessments. How do you determine how much do I need to really grow, and where should I sell it at? You know, and just try to answer those questions before you go down the road on it. And develop and get that strategy down, so that's gonna you're gonna get to where you want to be in the future on this, and you're gonna get the business to where you want to go, and you're gonna get the finances and everything kind of straightened out. So you'll be able to pick and choose a lot of this stuff, and the courses have already started. We're on our third cohort already.
Nice,
getting started. So it's going well.
So what would you say has been the most requested class that you had for the Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in Southwest so far?
Well, from the business side, you know, the agribusiness and the personal finance sides, I don't know, you guys might find this interesting, but it's actually tax issues for farmers and ranchers.
Huh, I definitely wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there must be like an insomnia thing going on right now. Huh. People really want to kind of get some... a little bit of relax going there.
But. Well, it's funny as you say that. I've been hearing lately that that the IRS have been having issues processing, and it's like something to do with because of the distancing issues that COVID has provided, that there's a lot of delays going on. Do you know anything about that?
Not much on the delays on the side, but, you know, they're trying to push everything as much electronic as possible. And that's been going for quite a few years now. But I imagine with everybody trying to get things done, then you can't go into personal spaces anymore to get audited, you know, to get things checked. So they have to do things different, and there's probably structuring. And there's been a lot of changes going on. You have these stimulus packets, which do impact how some of the taxes are going to be done. And so they're really getting kind of strapped in the system. That would be my guess on it.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more about, in these classes that you've done so far, what type of response you've had, and I guess also some of the kind of the hurdles that you've had to deal with COVID-19 and I guess a lack of participation that you would have wanted because of it.
Well, yeah, we don't get that, you know, personal interaction, which is really important. When at least that's the way me and my other fellow instructors are. We like that in personal kind of engagement there, so we can really go down and drill down into things, and you know, we can pop like spreadsheets up and go over them in more detail. We can do that on like the Zoom and the computers, but you lose some of that connectedness with the students on it. But we're working through that just like everybody else. I've actually just started this course, so I just had my first one yesterday, as a matter of fact. And then at 3:15 today, I will start my next one. So the first one was actually I teach a little section on tribal lands. So just trying to get folks an understanding, you know, of the tribal lands in Arizona and kind of the history behind, not just in Arizona, but the history behind and some of the actions and some of the laws that were passed and that have impacted how they can do and how they work their lands and how they're able to work their lands and that kind of stuff. So that one we just did.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick, Trent. Hold the horses right there, and then we'll jump on the horses when we get back.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, I am Pastor John McClain, here with my partner in crime, Mr. Andres Ruiz.
Yes, sir.
Of I Believe in Myself, Confidence, Action, Legacy.
Here we right? go. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I'm feeling it,
absolutely.
Man. Absolutely. You could, I don't know. If,
let's do it.
You couldn't tell because you weren't in the room earlier, but when you come in the room, I just get energy. You're like my energy drink, brother.
Let's go.
Let's get it. All right. So we have Trent on the phone with Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. Here, you say it one time here. Here, say that. Say that one time for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. I love
yeah.
it.
It's good stuff. Thank you for being on the air with us,
absolutely.
You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll pick up where we left off. So what are some of the successes of the Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest so far?
Well, the interest in it has been really strong. I mean, considering we got the grant towards the end of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were still supposed to just start getting going was about March, and we all know what happened in March. So
yeah.
It was a complete shift of gears at that point. But despite all that, we kept going, and now it's really cranking, and we're getting a lot of interest from, these are folks from across the state. It's not just in Tucson, so they're just this in different parts of the state where we can set them up to do things, and those interviews and the conversations we've been having so far have been really interesting, and a lot of really interested people, and that kind of gets me psyched to get out there and try to deliver the best programs we can to really help them kind of get the next stage in their life where they really want to do something with ag or, you know, other options. So I'm really looking forward to trying to push this forward a lot. So it's been a lot of that, and working out in your garden has been good.
Yeah.
I don't make it out there all the time, but I do like to get out there. And you've got some really stuff growing now.
That's definitely what I was thinking. And it was, for me, it's kind of been, it's been that sunshine behind those clouds during this whole 2020. Because like you said, I mean, and I'm, Veteran Rescue Mission is one of the organizations that's under this grant with Veterans Agriculture Education Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. We're actually one of the organizations that are part of it. And like you said, when we first started meeting January or December of 2019 or in that time period, we thought we were all hunky-dory. Everything was ready. We were excited to teach some veterans how to do agriculture. And then a few months later, I pumped the brakes because we didn't know if we could do anything, and we had to kind of retool, okay, how do we do this program, this class that's supposed to be in person, that's, you know, very involved virtually.
Hands-on, out in the field together, mm-hmm. all that, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely, it's been amazing to watch you guys adjust to that because, I mean, as much as I like to take credit being a part of it, I'm kind of the outreach mechanism of this, you know, the one who connects with the veterans and the one who, you know, connects us with the veteran community. But when it comes to actually putting together this curriculum, when it actually comes to doing this stuff, I had no idea. And I think that's kind of what I'm alluding to with our Wednesday garden group from 3 to 4 that we do. I've learned so much from you guys. And I mean, if nothing else, we taught this veteran how to do that gardening, how to set the irrigation systems up, all in having this community with you guys every week. It's made a big deal. Talk a little bit about how, particularly as a professor that's so used to being with kids in the classroom, how these type of projects have given you that community that you've needed in this time, or that face-to-face that you've needed.
Yeah. I mean, I look forward to going out and visiting, because the farmers and ranchers, that's been a big part of what I do, a big part of my job over the last 23 years at U of A. Is,
you didn't want to age yourself on that one, did you? Like, yeah. 7, 8.
But, you know, it's going out, and I work with, I do a lot of work with the tribes, and just meeting them and getting out on the ground with them, understanding where they're at and meet them in that space. Mm-hmm. And then trying to help them through some of the issues, that's what really keeps you going and energized, right? If you go out there and you're able to maybe navigate them through some problems that they had, either on their operation, either financially or whatever it might be, production side, or you're able to bring out additional resources to assist the community, like we did with a lot of our tribal agents. We were actually able to kind of mobilize a lot of folks, and we were able to get a lot of materials. We were able to get some wood and hay bales donated to like Hopi and Navajo for heating and feeding their livestock, and you know, things like that. So even when it looks bad out there, there's a lot of positive stuff you can keep doing and keep going, and that's what we try to do on this. And I mean, even if they folks don't in this program decide, no, you know, I don't. Ag's not really what I want, but I like garden, and so they can start feeding themselves some more and have some local foods, you know, then we're all better off.
So a veteran that were to participate in this program, what can they expect?
Well, they'd expect first of all, you'd call Sophia, right, or email her, and she's great, and then she'll get them all lined up and give them the information they need, kind of get them in the queue, and then from there there'd be an interview process, nothing to be nervous or scared about. We just call you up and try to get a better sense of what it is you're looking to do. And then we have in a cohort where we get, four or five people in a set. Then we will do an introduction presentation and discussion with myself and Dr. Shook or anybody else that wants to jump on there and just go over the whole program in more detail. And then from there, they select the types of curricula that they want to go from, all the different courses that they would have to choose from. In the agribusiness, personal finance, and they have to choose a minimum like 15, but then they can pick as many as they want. And we're not really like holding them fast to a timeline to get it done. But we do want them moving through this, moving through and getting as much done as they can. So we've had people so far, none of them have just picked a minimum. Most of them have picked additional courses. Then one just recently picked every course we have. So it's going to be kind of fun.
Interesting. And so I guess just a question off of that, just real quick, is how many courses do we have so far? I guess I should know the answer to that question, but I don't.
Okay. So, there are different lengths, so they're not all the same set curricula. They're not like the typical classroom style. Mm-hmm. They're more adult education, so more interaction and more segmented and more targeted in certain areas. But in the agribusiness and personal finance, I have 15.
Okay.
And then in the agriculture and horticulture modules, we have 5. And then the agricultural technology modules, we have 12.
That's awesome, man. That sounds like hard work. We have this I guess this is the training show today, because we got the culinary training program, we have the mechanics training program, and then now we have the agriculture training program on the show. So it's some amazing work being done. Thank you again, Trent, for coming on the show with us. You gave us a lot of good information.
Not a problem. I enjoyed being on, and good luck with everybody on that. And I do have to jump off to go teach this class.
All right. Well, have fun with that. All right. All right. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the super quiet Andreas Ruiz. He's dreaming of a white Christmas, and we'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with you, sir, Andreas Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's do it, man.
Let's have you lead this session, because I need this. Excellent. The airwaves need more Andreas Ruiz asking questions to these fine people.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure to have John Hone from Gap.
Han, right?
Han.
It's Hone, but if
Hone?
But when it, if you need to say Han to remember me when it comes Hone. To voting for me for president of the United States of America, do what you need to do.
Okay,
Hone. Gotcha.
Hey, interesting. I always thought you were Japanese for some reason.
No, a little off. And then we also have, I believe it's Patrick Lopez.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
That's him.
Yep. With a lot of confidence. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just smooth.
Guess so.
Like, yeah, you're born ready.
Smooth operator.
Yeah. Yeah. You just, like, you could tell, like, you're well spoken, you're well dressed, you're sharp, you look like a there confident man. Yeah,
appreciate man. It. Like, try to be.
When I say you and Chef John need your own show, I'm not kidding. Like, particularly you'd be really good in the radio business.
Appreciate it. We'll have to consider that. I think that's something maybe for the Gives Day we can do that.
There we go.
Cooking and fixing with John and Pat.
Or Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, Meals on Wheels.
There sponsors, we go. Get your checkbook out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Even though I don't know. Meals on Wheels, they got some money around there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So who are these people, Andreas? Why don't we find out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know John, he's been on the show a few times. And Patrick, you know, pleasure to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
So, you know, tell us about your respective work programs. Just tell us a little bit about what you guys do. And
this may feel like a repeat of the last show,
yeah.
But we'll spice it up.
Yeah, we'll flip it. I'll take it this time. So John and I teach different programs, but they're still with the same end goal, to help people that are underemployed, unemployed, or in need of some assistance, giving them the skill sets that they need in order to have a fulfilling career in our respective industries. So I deal with the automotive industry, and John does a kitchen culinary program that I'll let him, you know, obviously expand upon. But from my perspective, this program is to give those individuals I mentioned before an opportunity to learn a skill set, whether they've ever worked on a car before or they have a desire to work on their own vehicles or take this down a career path, and give them the skill set that they need to succeed in this industry, not just at the level of the skills to pay the bills, right, as we know it, but the relationship skills, the financial skills, the how to actively listen is something that we teach.
Nice.
And really just giving them the foundation that they need to make it in the real world application of this industry, not just the classroom environment.
So. I like that, how you're talking about like soft skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are so essential. Like, those are so important, man. And I don't think that's taught in high school, and kids come out and they don't know how to communicate.
Agreed.
And I think if you don't know how to communicate, man, you're in trouble. So
absolutely.
I love that you guys do that. That's amazing.
Absolutely. For us in the kitchen, you know, with the same philosophy of, you know, Gap Ministries, we give out lots of fish to a lot of people. We've been doing that for a long time, and we're not going to stop doing that. But it came to a point of,
how are we going to teach these people how to fish? How are we going to teach some people how to fish so that they can get on their feet? I just got out of prison. What do I do? Where do I go? Come here, come to Gap, come to MPG, learn a skill, learn those soft skills, learn how to manage your finances, and then get out there, go make money to feed your families, to provide for your needs, to grow that income enough to where you can give some of that income back.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
So we're in the kitchen hanging out. I know Pastor John volunteered in there many times, and he looks around when I'm teaching from 8:30 to 10, and he's like, what is this guy doing? It's kind of structured, but he's still kind of doing his thing, and then all of a sudden there's 10 people making meals for elderly who can't leave their home, and helping make meals for food boxes and daycares and afternoon snacks, and it's like, it's all part of the program. How do we show them exactly what's needed in the restaurant business, the hospitality business, the hospitals, the schools, whatever it might be? We do a bunch of those things practically, and then send them off in 10 weeks.
Yeah, that's great, and I love how you have them give back. You know, you teach them, you make them, like, you know, you have them earning more money, and then you have them give back to the community, because I believe that if you do that, man, some way, somehow, that's going to come back to you. So that's beautiful that you do that, man. And what would you say is, like, what do you think about this as an alternative to college?
Well, I think we have discussed that, you know, the soft skills are incredibly important, right? College innately is going to teach you how to stay organized, how to meet deadlines, and so on, because you have to for the purpose of going through college. But nobody just outright teaches you that and says, here is how you listen in the lectures. Here is how you stay organized with your assignments. Here is how you keep your room in college if you're in a dorm clean, right? And so so we teach that in our courses, because the first thing we do after we touch on or even before we touch on safety is teaching them how to listen, because if I'm going to teach them how to avoid getting injured, I want to make sure that they know how to listen to me when I'm speaking, right? And it's not disrespectful. I think everybody comes in with a base level of how to listen, how to understand, but to get a higher level of that and focus on let's improve this skill is beneficial to our students. And so I think of this as something that you know, if you don't have the desire to go down the college route, the skill set route of these skills of, you know, in the kitchen or in the automotive is something that is going to fit quite a lot of people, or maybe even more people than you know, feel that college is a little overwhelming. But once they go through something like this, I think maybe it even makes it a little more manageable. So,
I know for me, you know, our trade is usually people who work hard and with their hands a lot. And so I wouldn't see too many people going to college after our program unless they wanted to do something like be a dietitian, be some kind of food scientist, something like that. Yeah. I'm going to talk to you in the class about meats. We're going to try beef tenderloin, ribeye, New York steak.
Delicious, man.
And we're gonna say, where does this come from on the cow? What does the meat structure look like? How do we properly cut it so it's more tender? But then you got them maybe going to the U of A and using a machine to see how much pressure is involved by pushing the knife through the steak, at what angle specifically to create that. So if they want to do, it can definitely encourage them and give them a head start or a foundation if that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah. That definitely sounds like a lot, particularly with both your programs. But, you know, I've seen firsthand with Gap Kitchen is it's like you're saying, it lays that foundation, lays that baseline, those soft skills for what's in store for them next, like for going to college, for being there in class on time, for showing up, for doing their assignments, a lot of those things that, you know, surprisingly enough, some of us never learn our whole entire lives. So, you know, God bless you guys for doing that. We're going to go ahead and go into the break, and we will be back with these fine gentlemen right after it. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself, Confidence, Action, Legacy. We'll be right back.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by P.J. McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
I am your coach and speaker, Andres Ruiz, along with Pastor John McClain. And today we have some very amazing guests, man. I love what these guys are talking about, man. Mm-hmm. This is what I teach, and yeah. I love what they teach as well. So
it's just like a culmination of all this like goodness, yeah. This synergy coming together.
Absolutely.
Where you're like, you teach that, I teach this, we teach this. If one person were to come through like all of our different programs, I wonder if they'd have superpowers.
Oh yeah,
I think that's safe to say.
Absolutely. Well, these guys are teaching these men to have superpowers, women, men and women. And yeah. So, you know, let's get back into it, man. So, in regards to like, you know, what you guys do, what are some of the success stories around GAP ministry programs? Can you think of a success story that you can tell us about?
We have so many success stories.
Yeah,
you know, everyone who graduates from our program is a success story.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people never graduate anything in their whole life, and their parents are so proud of them at 50 years old for graduating a culinary program.
That's cool.
I want to say this. Hopefully it's super related. I had a guy who lost his kids, went to prison, and we taught him how to make cakes, and he's making a SpongeBob SquarePants cake, and it was perfect. The yellow was perfect yellow, the black eye, everything. And, you know, I'm like thinking, why are you making a SpongeBob SquarePants? And, it was kind of, you know, a wrong motive for me, honestly. It was like, what's going on with that, man? And he said, well, when my seventh birthday, my kid wanted a SpongeBob SquarePants cake for his birthday. And I went to prison before we can do that. And so now he's coming to graduation at whatever, 25 years old, however old he was, and I'm going to give him that.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
You're trying to make me cry, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Deep,
I told myself I wasn't going to cry here.
We got our friend awesome. Regina Radford. She was working at Sine Thai downtown for like 3 years straight after she got out of prison. And COVID really, you know, as you know, messed up things. But at the same time, it sometimes geared people to where they're supposed to be, where they weren't supposed to be for that. For a different time being, or a different season arose because of it. She's now getting paid $16 an hour at Costco on her way to become a manager. I mean, so she didn't stay in the field of culinary, but she had that confidence, that hope that was given into her through our program to go work hard at a downtown restaurant. And then COVID happens and say, you know what? I have all these skills. I'm going to go to Costco, you know? So that's another awesome success story.
That's beautiful, man. Wow, that's amazing. How about you, Patrick? Have you had any experiences?
Well, the nice thing is this is our first course, and so I'm hoping to at least have two success stories with the students that we have for this first course, and I know that we will. I mean, they've put in the time, effort, and energy, but the great thing about our company is we've always given people second chances. People that have come through the prison system and are now looking for an opportunity to have employment where people are scared to hire them because, okay, well, you went there for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Not looking at the person behind that saying, they made some mistakes in their life, right? And they need somebody to give them an opportunity. And so our success stories are employees. Not obviously not every single one of them has gone through that life experience, but they don't know, looking at the person to the left or the right of them, that that's where their background came from. Only I know, only the people that go through the hiring process know, but we take a vested interest in those people and say, you know what? You've been given a second chance for a reason, and we're going to help you grow. And they're some of our best employees because, you know, they've molded themselves to say, you know what, this company gave me an opportunity, mm-hmm. and I'm going to make the most of it, and they always do it right by us. So that's where we've always wanted to do a program like this on our own, but just being able to partner with Gap has helped us progress that even further. So we don't have a success story from the program yet, but we will. I can promise that. It's Absolutely. Just we've had success stories within our own business, and it's proof that this will work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And then I hear the confidence in you and you know, you really are passionate about this, the way that you speak about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of success stories, man. So I'm really looking forward to
Absolutely.
You know, hearing about those success stories. And at the moment, like, what do you think are the needs that Gap Ministries needs at the moment?
I guess we'll start with MPG's needs, because I know we talked mm-hmm. about in the past.
Yeah,
some good stuff, and then we'll talk about Gap Ministries.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it all goes together, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we are connected through this process, mm-hmm. right? MPG is its own private company, and Gap Ministries does do work with us for this program. But at the end of the day, we try to funnel everything that people help us through them, because mm-hmm. there's tax credits and incentives for people to do that. Mm-hmm. But from our perspective, our job is to help these students. Mm-hmm. And so to help these students, we want to give them a leg up when they go into this world, because they need tools. And unfortunately, tools are just not cheap. Mm-hmm. They're highly specialized. And if they're going to go into this industry and they come from a background of you know, prison, it's not like they have money going into this job mm-hmm. to get the tools that they need. We had talked in the past, it's like being told, well, you got to be here every morning by 6 a.m., mm-hmm. but the bus doesn't make it there until 6:30. Well, you can't have that job then, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, tools are no different. They can't just be showing up to work and saying, okay, what do I do now? I mm-hmm. don't have the tools to do the job. Can I borrow some of your tools? And mm-hmm. we have good people, so I know that they would share.
But we were actually talking behind the scenes, and you were saying, like, pretty much every person, to get them into the job, having them be ready, it's about $1,000 worth of equipment that they need, from their boots to all the way to the tools and all the other stuff.
Yep, it's $1,000, and it seems like a lot, but this stuff will last them probably through their first year only, which is crazy. I mean, we have technicians that have probably about $100,000 worth of specialized tools because they've had to acquire that, and it's an investment for them. And so that's why it's good that this program teaches the financial literacy skills, because tools are an investment and they need to think of it as such. And so we go through some financial training on that aspect. But really, that's where we could use some assistance, is anybody who's interested in donating to the various programs Gap has to help these students get tools. And then also,
when you say tools, is that brand new tools, or they got old tools at their house?
Brand new Snap-on stuff?
What are you taking?
Well, so it's ratchet sets, it's box end wrenches. They need generally an air impact gun. They're needing things to fill up, you know, tire pressure. They need a cart. They need somewhere to house it. They can't just throw all their tools in a bag and hope in the time crunch that they can pull out the right tool, right? Mm-hmm. Because in the real world, we're trying to get this vehicle out in an hour or 30 minutes or whatever, and if they spend 20 minutes looking for the right tool, well, they're already starting off pretty bad, and somebody can get fired just for
Absolutely.
Not meeting a time commitment. And so we're trying to make sure that they don't have to do that. We're trying to get them the tool cart, the safety glasses, the gloves, you know, everything that they're going to need to succeed for at least the first year, when they can start making money, saving money, and then getting the tools that they need to progress even further into this industry. And another thing we talked about too is every Thursday and Friday, these students are full-time in one of our active store locations on Oracle and McGee. And just opportunities for people to bring their vehicle in and let them work on it. Every week we do some sort of special. You know, this week is fluid exchanges, so coolant flushes and so on. The following week is going to be inspections. So if you're going out of town and you want to have your vehicle looked at, it's going to not only be looked at by these students that are learning how to do the process, but an ASC certified technician that is an expert in his field that's going to look over it as well. But the only way they're going to learn is just by getting more at bats. I mean, that's how they really grow quickly.
Absolutely.
So, sorry to suck all the air out, John.
So now $100 off this week?
This week is $100 off. Yeah,
nice,
pretty nice.
Yeah, we're trying to make it. I mean, look, these students are doing a lot of the work, and the benefit to us is their growth and them becoming good at this, because if they're going to be my future employee, which is the goal, I want them to have this experience, right? And $100 to let them have that experience is okay with me, because it's an opportunity that maybe we wouldn't have got that day, right?
So, yeah, That's awesome.
Nice. Good stuff.
I know for us, you know, God Ministries is huge. We have a lot of things going on. We can talk about volunteer needs. We can talk about financial needs like Arizona Gives Day on April 6th or your tax credits. We need help in the kitchen. We need we buy thousands of dollars of food for our group homes every week. We have, let's say, 10 group homes and a transitional shelter. There's a lot of possible opportunities for stress with employees and foster kids being in a house all day long, 10 kids who are away from their parents and who knows what kind of trauma is going on in their life. So that's why I'll default saying that prayer is the biggest need, because God knows what the need is, and he's going to be able to tell the each individual person out there listening to how they can use their time, talents, and treasures to help out GAP.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, I guess before we jump out of here, have each one of you tell us how people can get a hold of you guys, one, to plug into these programs, and just to utilize the different services that, one, GAP Ministries has to provide, and MPG Automotive, which we haven't even scratched the surface of what you guys have to offer the Tucson community.
Yeah. Well, from my perspective, I mean, we have 10 locations around town, and yes, we use one of the locations to do the work for these students, and that would be the Oracle Road and McGee location. Like I said, it's 8085 North Oracle Road, in case anybody wants to come by and even say hi. Students are there every single day. They do spend half of their time over at GAP Ministries learning the financial aspect, but they're just excited and eager to learn, and the more people they know are supporting them, the more likely they are to succeed. And so so anybody's welcome to stop on by. If you have a vehicle in need of repair, feel free to bring it there. Any one of our 10 locations will take care of them like their family. I mean, that's really what we pride ourselves on, locally owned family business. So we try to treat our customers as much like family as possible. And we own up to our mistakes if we make them, but we try to make very few, so that way our customers know that they're well taken care of.
And what's your guys' website?
Ours is mpgtireandauto@gmail.com I'm used to saying my email. That's my email. All right, let me try again. mpgtireandauto.com
Okay, so, awesome.
I'll say Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship.
Yeah, exact Southwest. You know what? You guys started with all these long titles. You got me confused.
Ours is super simple. Okay. Gapmin.com.
Gapmin, not M-E-N.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you can find us at info@gapmin.com or all over social media, or just go and hold up Pastor John and he will lead you in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I will connect you up. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Andreas, thank you for being awesome, brother. Yeah, I think we did another one. Let's put another one in the books. What do you think?
Yeah, man. Yeah, this was amazing, honestly. Yeah. Like, I really love what you guys do.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my partner in crime, Andreas Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself, Confidence, Action, Legacy. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by PJ McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.